My name is John Robert Toll, but since I can remember, my parents called me J.R., so I was named after two brothers from my dad, who both died in different car accidents in their teens. So that's how that came about, I guess. But, okay. I always thought my testimony would be very short and boring because I became saved so young. And there's no great conversion story from my past. I was raised Catholic. My dad made sure of that. And in Catholic school, I was taught to believe in God, the Trinity, the virgin birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus. So I guess the basic foundation of being a Christian. But I was not taught to have a personal relationship with the Lord. The street where I grew up, we had our gang of friends and guys, and two of them named John and Eddie were in high school. I was only 12, and they were about 4 years older than me. And one day out of the blue, the closer friend of the two, John, was carrying a Bible. And he and Eddie both said they became born-again Christians out at Bassett High School. There was a guy outside the school telling them to repent with a bullhorn. You must be born again. Oh man, I didn't do that. Of all the days to not silence my phone. So, they became born again, and so John showed up with a Bible in his hand. And the pastor was with Victory Outreach, which is kind of like a Calvary Chapel, only more of the hood type. And my friend John and Eddie explained the gospel to me, and I did realize I was a sinner without a real relationship with God, and I was going to hell. So I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins, come into my heart, and got saved. But I knew what that meant. That conversion was real. I was old enough, you know, to realize that. But when I started bringing my own Bible to school, even at Catholic school, I was made fun of and, you know, persecuted for that. But at home, I really had to keep it a secret from my dad, or he wouldn't have had any of that. And later on, when he did find out, he wouldn't let me hang out with John and Eddie anymore and called me a holy roller, whatever that's supposed to mean. When I got to high school, leaving private school like Catholic school, I didn't fit in very well. I didn't know anybody there. Only like three or four people from Catholic school went there. Everybody else went to Bishop Amat. So at lunchtime, I would just be alone, and I would go to the library and read my Bible. So being saved at such a young age saved me from most of the trouble that my friends and all the teenagers were getting into at the time. But anyways, one of my most favorite books of all time is The Pilgrim's Progress. Yeah, I encourage everybody here to read that. And one of the main characters' name in it is Christian. In that book, you are what your name is. So Christian was the main Christian. And he traveled through the narrow road of life, and it took him, in the book, it takes him to a town called Vanity, and in that town was a fair called Vanity Fair, where all the idle pleasures of life can be had. And in my 20s, I came to that same fair and rented a room there for quite a while. And I was just like the prodigal son of the Bible, in the Bible. And so after living there, and I came to my senses one day, and knowing that, like we said here just a couple weeks ago, a lukewarm Christian that I was is no Christian at all. So I moved away from Vanity Fair, got back on the narrow road with the Lord. And then in about the 80s, I started going to Calvary Chapel, West Covina, with Raul Reese there. I was baptized there, and that's where I was introduced to their main teaching and the rapture that I thought was going to happen any second. And it never did. But anyways, I moved away from that area, moved out here to Cucamonga in the 90s. I joined another church, the Nazarene Church up on Highland. I stayed there for quite a while before I became a member there. But I did start going to the men's Bible study there, and I went there for a long time, 30 years of 6 o'clock Thursday mornings. And we were meeting at different restaurants during that time. And then one day, a new guy showed up and started speaking a little different, asking questions that nobody else would ask, and started answering questions that nobody else could answer, even the pastor. And so one day after that, I asked this new guy, you know, how is it that you're so smart? What's going on here? He said he was going to seminary and learned all this. I said, okay. I introduced myself. What's your name? Because my name is Ken. Ken Gillespie. So after I had a few conversations with him, I quickly became his disciple. And when our pastor was going to retire and move out of state, I knew it was coming. So one meeting, he was just saying, okay, I'm getting ready to retire. I'm going to leave. Who would like to? And as soon as he said that, I raised my hand. I said, I nominate Ken. Because I knew all the guys that were there after 30 years. And I knew if anybody else was going to lead that, it would be a catastrophic failure. You know, so Ken was now the new leader. And without knowing it, going to Calvary Chapel and even the Nazarene Church, I started thinking in a reformed way. And Kent said the same thing. They teach you, without knowing it, they teach you to become reformed because they go through the Bible and you just do what it says. So at that meeting, there was about 12 to 14 guys that we continued to meet with Ken leading it. He brought his reformed way of thinking through these studies, and one by one they left. Got down to 8, 10, 6, 4 guys for quite a while, and then everybody left except one guy, me. So that's basically my life story of becoming a Christian and getting to this point now. When we both left the church, Ken was looking around for other churches. I followed him to wherever he would go. Finally, he said, I found the right place. Come and see it. And that's here. So here I am. And thank you for allowing me to become a member here. Thanks.